There is an organization whose slogan is, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and that's certainly an idea that my next guest has not done. For six decades now, he has amazed people with his acts of mental awareness, mind connections, and predictions. He's bringing his talent and his stories to New York City this coming week with his new show, Will the Real Kreskin Please Stand Up?, which will be presented at the Producers Club on West 44th Street, New York City, Tuesday, September 27th through Saturday, October 1st. His latest book is In Real Time, The Amazing Kreskin Breaks the Silence About Your Future and the Future of Our World. So I guess I can only be possibly talking about one person, the amazing Kreskin. Thank you for being here today, sir.
I couldn't be better, Chris. By the way, I don't know if you're travelable today. Travel is a hassle. And that's my warning, by the way, to all your listeners is don't eat food if you're on a plane in the States. You're better off buying the food before you bring it on. I don't want to go into why, but my clue is if you sit by the entrances to airlines in Newark or New York and in the morning, you'll see the pilots coming on the plane with little bags in their hands. Guess what? They buy their breakfast inside the airport and take it out of the plane. And the commentary there, Chris.
You are observant. There's no surprise in that, given what you've done for all these decades. So give us a preview of what a real amazing Kreskin Please Stand Up. What's the show going to be about?
It's going to be a totally interactive program because I'm going to be, Chris, I'm going to be literally reading the thoughts of members of my audience, people I've never met before, from the stage. I may mention an item or a name or something, and the person who evidently I'm linking into will stand up in the audience, and from then I will develop the thought patterns further, telling them perhaps places that they met, how they know the individual, or an early address. I've had people think of telephone numbers that they had 30 years ago, which they don't even know today, and I'm able to perceive them. And then, Chris, if I didn't do this, and we've talked about this maybe a couple of discussions before, but if I didn't do this in my program, people would say, oh, my God, that's very much missing. Yes, I'm going to do, in every one of the shows, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Producers Club, I'm going to be doing the check test. And yet each night I will gather from the audience six people or so that I've never met before. And the condition is that I do not know them, that I've never spoken to them before. And I will hand them my check while some of the committee escorts me from the theater out of the building or out of the place. Last year, when I was headlining in Toronto at an outdoor event, we had thousands in the audience, but since it was outdoors, they had on the stage a trailer that they put there, and I was herded into the trailer. The windows were all covered over, and the committee with me saw me in the trailer. We were in total darkness while the check was hidden by the committee anywhere in the outdoor audience. But the bottom line is, when I return this week into the theater, the Producers Club, I ask no questions. There's no guessing game. Nobody says anything. I just admonish the committee to concentrate on what they've done. And Chris, as you've heard me say, if I don't find that check, each night I do this, I will turn it over to the people who booked me, and the show will be for free. You got to admit, Chris, that's a hell of a way to make a living.
Yeah, but if you look at the scorecard, the odds are tremendously have been in your favor.
For years I said I had failed 9 times. Now, as of some months ago, I failed a 10th time, so I have failed 10 times out of 6,000 searches. But it's crazy because when I come back to venues where I performed before, people still expect me to do it because it's a dramatic scenario. And, you know, if you think about it, Chris, one drama critic in Pittsburgh, I was at a theater for a few weeks, and I didn't see any commentary on the appearance opening night. We thought, wasn't he there? They said, yeah, he was there. The third day, there's a review, a commentary on the program. He had come to 2 evening shows and a matinee, and he says, watching this scenario where an audience hides my check and I come in and have to find it, he says it's like he was reviewing a mystery play, except the solution was different every night because, of course, Chris, the solution is created by the committee. So you can imagine that's going to be a very, very special part of my program, and it almost reads like a suspense drama in itself. By the way, if I fail, I'm not suggesting that you're going to want to photograph me when I climb to the top of the Empire State Building, because no, I'm not going to jump, and I'm not afraid. I'm too afraid of heights, Chris. What can I say? I'm too damn afraid of heights. But it is. I remember one road manager would leave. Well, he leaves the theater as well, because since my road manager is there to check the lighting, the sound, everything else, when I'm escorted out, he is out there with me and the committee. But one road manager couldn't even attend that part of the program for many months, because he was there nights when I practically threw in the towel. I remember once at Rutgers University, I'm running through the audience, and I run along the back area behind the orchestra seating, and evidently a rug on the floor was loose, and I slid on the rug, flipped in the air, and landed. Thank God I braced myself and landed on my back, or I could have broken my back. Well, the audience is screaming and what have you. Now, I'll tell you what was ironic. Finally, I found my check somewhere else downstairs, under a rug. Isn't it interesting? I had an accident with a rug, and where they hit it was under the rug. At Notre Dame, where I've appeared a number of times, you know, Notre Dame University, the one time I'm in the orchestra pit, there's this big piano or organ there, and I kept putting my hand under the wood of the organ and so forth, and I just didn't know what to do, and I thought I can't go anywhere else. So I said, are there some athletes here, football players, that will come forward and help me? Six guys came forward. They lifted the piano and moved it 7 feet, and it was literally under the piano. So people do get diabolical. By the way, God forbid Chris makes the decision. I've got to say something. God forbid Chris is one of the people that decides, after he's heard all these things, he may have concocted some diabolical idea. So you can imagine. So the show is going to be totally interactive. People are not, you know, Chris, my work is such that people are not really coming to in a true sense to see me, because they're coming to be a part of it, because there are no barriers of footlights between myself and the audience. And I think that's what makes it dramatic. And yes, there is a brief interlude of about 8 or 9 minutes where I will show why I am banned from gambling at poker or what have you in most casinos in the Western world, because of what my ability is regarding cards. I can describe a poker hand if someone is, because when people play poker, Chris, have you ever played poker? I'm not a gambler.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, poker and blackjack. Well,
when people play poker, of course, their minds are intent on what they're holding in their hand. And that's what I need to read people's thoughts. I need to concentrate. Well, I would have a field day with a poker guy. No one will play poker with me for the past 50 years.
I believe that totally. We're talking with the amazing Kreskin. His show, Will the Real Kreskin Please Stand Up, will be at the Producer Club, the West 44th Street, New York City, starting on Tuesday the 27th through Saturday, October 1st, amazingkreskin.com. Is there going to learn more about that and get a copy of his new book?
By the way, Chris, they can, if they want to, instead of just before they go to the post office, if they want to order tickets, they can go on the internet to www.amazingkreskinlive.com. That's www.amazingkreskinlive.com. But you know, I'm thinking about this. I just read www.amazingkreskinlive.com. You wouldn't expect me to be in any other condition but live, would you, Chris? We'd be in trouble.
I would hope not. Otherwise,
not a horror story.
Otherwise, I'm pulling off a seance. I didn't know my capabilities of. You know,
no, let's not get into that side of it. I'll probably be talking to you around when Halloween comes around, because I'll have some interesting things to come. But I'll tell you something, Chris. It's always good to talk to you. And sometime we'll meet in the not-too-distant future. But I warn your listeners. I warn them. Folks, if I go on the air with Chris, I promise you, folks, I will not read his thoughts. We've got to keep things in proper perspective.
people know my thoughts loud and clear, and because I don't keep them secret. That's my problem.
That's what's refreshing about the business.
Well, again, it's Will the Real Kreskin Please Stand Up. It'll be at the Producers Club, West 44th Street, New York City, coming up on Tuesday the 27th through Saturday, October 1st. His latest book is Kreskin in Real Time, The Amazing Kreskin Breaks the Silence About Your Future and the Future of Our World. AmazingKreskin.com for the entire world of Kreskin, and for tickets for the show, AmazingKreskinLive.com. Kreskin.com. And Kreskin, you continue after all these years to live up to your name, and for that we are grateful and always enjoy this time with you.
And Chris, I'm going to talk to you a few weeks before the election because I have something dramatic to share with the public. We'll talk soon, Chris. Take care now.